to that story that Jersey Islanders are to get a temporary ferry service while the island's famous cable car is out of action for urgent maintenance. The cable car, the only such one in Ireland, is operating since 1969. It's going to be out of service for at least the next 240 days. The island is located on the most southerly point in Ireland. It's a short distance from Castletown Bear in County Cork. It has just two residents, but a number of farmers herd sheep and cows on the island. Among them, Joseph Sullivan, who is himself a Jersey native. Joseph, good to talk to you this morning.
And yourself too. Good morning to you.
Good morning indeed. For those of us maybe who haven't been lucky enough to yet make the crossing by cable car or indeed ferry for the next 200 or so days, tell us a little bit about the island and what it means to you.
Well, I suppose, look, it's in the very, very tip of the Bear Peninsula. I mean, if you picture Dublin as being the centre of activity, connectivity, the centre of every bit of business that's done in Ireland, we're the furthest point from Dublin. You can't go any further in the island of Ireland from Dublin as you are down in Jersey Island.
And Joseph, how do you farm there? You don't live on the island, but obviously you have to go over and back a good deal to look after your herds.
I do indeed. It creates a great logistical problem at times for me. But look, I try and get there in the mornings, either before work or in the evening after work. I mean, minimum, I'm there every second day. So look, it works for me. I mean, a lot of time gets put into it. There's some long days. But look, it's my home. It's my heritage. It's where all my ancestors are from. My late uncle, my grandfather, my mother. They're all from the island. We have a great history there, and I mean, please God, I'll be able to continue it and keep it going, and maybe, if I'm lucky enough, somebody will be able to pick it up after me.
And Joseph, if you need to sell an animal, if you need to bring a vet to see an animal, does that all happen by cable car?
For the vet, yes, it does. The vet comes by cable car and cable car only. We have local vets here in Castletown Bear. They're brilliant, in fairness. We appreciate them very much. It's a long journey to Jersey Island for them. It's 15 miles from Castletown Bear to the Jersey cable car. Mm. Plus, it's been in the cable car. Then you have to go collect the vet in your own vehicle on the island side and bring them to your farm. So it's not easy and it's not straightforward. But yeah, that's kind of how we do it.
And how do you move livestock?
When it comes to livestock, no, we used to be able to bring the livestock on the cable car.
Really?
Up until a number of years ago. Not anymore, no, not with the last, say, 12 years.
That must have been pretty hairy, was it?
It was, to say the least. It was. But look, it was the way things have been done for this part of 40-odd years. It was just the way things were done. What we have now is we have a subsidised car ferry. A ferry comes 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah, average once a season. Sometimes it's 3 times, more times it's 4. And that brings all our building materials, vehicles,
anything that you need on the island. You must have been really worried when for obvious maintenance and safety reasons, the cable car needed to go out of operation for a period of time. And at that stage, Cork County Council, because the cost of the ferry is running up to 200,000 or more, Cork County Council wasn't going to fund that. Minister Heather Humphreys has now made money available. So will this mean, or do you know yet, if you'll have a daily ferry service now for you and for the two residents on the island to go over and back?
I mean, we're absolutely delighted that we have something. To be honest, I thought we were snookered. I thought we weren't going to get it. I mean, you can only feed cattle for X amount of days at a time, and sheep. I mean, it was going to create a huge logistical problem for myself and all our neighbours and the people that live there. I mean, we thought we weren't going to get it. I mean, the ferry, whether it's daily or every second day or 3 days a week, it's still better than nothing. Look, fingers crossed. I think it's going to be an everyday ferry. But look, we just have to wait on what funding comes through and what we get next week.
All right, we'll wait and hear how it all develops. And thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Joseph Sullivan there, a Jersey native and farmer on the Jersey Island.